The Gemara in Daf Dalam and Aleph is discussing the din of Tosefes Shvi'as, and the Gemara says that even if you hold the Tosefes Shvi'as is Aser Min HaTorah, either from a Pasuk or from a Lachem Moshe Mi-Sinai, but Rav Gamliel Beis Dinoi were Mevatel it. Rav Gamliel was Mevatel the din of Tosefes Shvi'as. Where did he get this from? So he learned out a limud from Shabbos. Gomer Shabbos, Shabbos, Mishabbos Bereishis. So just like by a regular Shabbos, Shabbos Bereishis, he Asura, Shabbos is Aser, but Lefanev Lechayim Mutarim. But before Shabbos and after Shabbos, there is no Aser Melacha. Afkan over here also. He Asura, the year of Shemitah itself is Asur, but Lefanav Lechayim Mutarim, there's no Isurim, no limitations before and after the year of Shemitah, and that was his limit from Shabbos, that there's no din of Tosefes Shvi'as, just like there's no din that to be Maisif on Shabbos. Now Tosefes over here asks the obvious kasha that the Gemara learns out in Yuma that there is a din Tosefes Shabbos. By Shabbos, there is a din to be Maisif Mechol HaKadosh, Beknisasa, Betziyasai. So how can you say that we learn out from Shabbos there's no din to be Maisif if by Shabbos itself, there is a din to be ma'isif. So l'chayim by Shvi'as also, there should be a din to be ma'isif. And Taisus answers basically then in a chinami, that it's true. The same way there's a din to be ma'isif a kol shu on Shabbos, you have to add a little bit to Shabbos. There would also be a din that should be ma'isif a kol shu on Shvi'as as well. We could learn out just like there's a din to Tosefes Shabbos, there's a din of Tosefes Shvi'as, but that's only for a kol shu, just for a little bit, a couple minutes, a couple seconds. But to be ma'isif a whole 30 days, that is something that would that we're not going to have by Shvi'as, and that's what we learn out from Shabbos. That there's no din to be ma'isif a whole shloshim yom. Like you don't have such a big Tosefes by Shabbos. But it's mavur from Tosefes that there is a din of Tosefes Shvi'as. You have to be Maisef a little bit on Shvi'as because of it's Shemitah, just like there's a din to be Maisef on Shabbos. Now the Tuvas Chem Deshlema asks a very stark akasha on this Tosefes. It's brought down in the Haggadah Mitzvah Esen over here. He says, why do I need a limit? Why do I need a new din? They have to be Maisef on Shvi'as, a kolshu, to tell me that you can't do Malach a little bit before Shvi'as. Even if there would not be such a din, typically, I would anyways know that I can't do Malacha a couple of minutes before Shvi'as because of the din of Tosefes Yom Tov. The first day of Shvi'as is Rosh Hashanah. It's a Yom Tov. There's din of Tosefes Yom Tov. So even if there would not be a din to be Maisef a couple minutes, a kol shu because of Shvi'as, there would be a Issa Malacha because of Yom Tov. So what does Taisus mean? That we learn out from Shabbos, you have to be Maisef on Shvi'as, a kol shu just like you do on Shabbos or Yom Tov. L'chara, you don't need a din to Tosefes Shvi'as. It's not telling you anything new. You anyways can't do Malacha because of Yom Tov. And the Issa Malacha of Yom Tov includes much more than Shemitah. Shemitah is only certain Malachas that are Asr. Yom Tov, you have all the Lamatas Malachas, except for certain exceptions that are going to be also, which would about include all the Malachas of Shvi'as. So what's this Nageh for, to have this whole din of Tosefes Shvi'as Kol Shu? L'chayr, there's no Nafkamina. And I was thinking that maybe you could answer this kasha like this. If you look in the beginning of Masechus Rosh Hashanah, something we spoke about in Daf Tes and Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says over there that Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shmitim. Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah. What does it mean that's Rosh Hashanah L'Shmitim? As she says in Daf Bezim and Aleph and Rosh Hashanah, once Tishrei comes in, there's an Isser Charisha and Zvira Min HaTorah. That is the first day of Shemitah, and you're not allowed to be Charish once Aleph Tishrei comes. So that's the Nafkamina of Aleph B'Tishrei being Rosh Hashanah L'Shemitah. That's when the Isser Melacha of Shvi'as begins. So Ripsi Pesach asks a similar question that Rashi. This is both in his Chidushim over there and also in his Sefer Hadas Aretz on Inyan Shemitah, page 9. Hey, he asks the following question. He says, why do we need a din that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shemitah to tell me that I can't do Malach of Zirin Ktsira? Tepuk Lei, I anyways can't do it because it's Yom Tov, it's Rosh Hashanah. You can't be Chayrish and Zarean Rosh Hashanah because it's a Yom Tov. So even if we're not be the first day of Shemitah, even if we're not be the Rosh Hashanah L'Shemitah, anyways, there should be an Issa Malacha out of din of Yom Tov. So what's an agiyah for it to tell me that there's a new din, Rosh Hashanah L'Shemitah, that the Shemitah year begins on Aleph Tishrei? L'chayr, there's no nafkamina, nothing added by that, if I anyways am aser b'malacha. So he wants to answer this alpi a chakira that Rav Herzog had. Rav Herzog was mesupik whether there's a p'tur of Shnayim She'asa'ua on Shemitah. We know that when it comes to Shabbos, there's a p'tur of Shnayim She'asa'ua. Two people who do malacha together in certain cases are p'tur. It's not considered, there's no chiyah for malacha Shabbos if two people do it together. And if Herzog was Mesupik, what's it done by Shemitah? Let's say two people do a Malacha together during Shemitah. Is there a Ptur of Shnayim She'asa'ua or not? And Ritzi Pesach wants to say, Ba'emes, it's a Shaila in Achron and Bechlal, Bechlal Tar Kula. Is there a Ptur of Shnayim She'asa'ua? Do we learn out from Shabbos to other Yisurim or not? The Makar Chaim from the Nesivis holds it would not apply to other Yisurim. Others seem to be Chaylik, but Ritzi Pesach says a Svar that even if you hold that it would not apply to other Yisurim other than Shabbos, there is no Ptur. Even if you hold it would apply to other Yisurim, even if it would apply to other Yisurim that we learn from Shabbos, it would be a Ptur of Shnayim She'asa'ua. Still, there would be a svar to say when it comes to Shemitah, everyone might agree that there's no Ptur of Shnayim She'asa'ua, because when it comes to Shemitah, there's the Yisai Da'achanim say, we mentioned a couple times in the Mechas Chinuch and others, that the Isser of Shemitah is not an Isser on the Gavra to do the Malacha of Zriya Ktsir, but it's really an Isser in the Karka, it's on the Chavtza of the Karka. The Karka has to rest. And the Ptur of Shnayim Shel Asu'ah is a Ptur in the Gavra. It's not my Maisa, I didn't do it. But it's not a Ptur in the Chafts, it's not a Ptur in the Karka. The Maisa of the Karka was worked. So it's possible everyone would agree that there's no Ptur of Shnayim Shel Asu'ah when it comes to Shemitah. But Al-Kopanim, if you go like that Sad, that there's no Ptur of Shnayim Shel Asu'ah, which the Pesach says that would answer his Kasha and Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. Why do I need to tell me that Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah L'Shemitah typically? Because in Yom Tov, no, it would be again a case where two people did a malacha together, then Isur Yom Tov would be Mutter. There's no Isur when Shnayim Shasua, but Al Shemitah would be Asur because there's no Ptur Shnayim Shasua and Shemitah, and that's why it's Nagiyah to say that it's Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shemitah. So perhaps if you that, you can answer the Kasha of the Chemda Shlomo as well. What's a Nagiyah to have a Din Tosefes Yom Tov, Tosefes Shvi'as Kolshu, if it's anyways also because a Yom Tov would be an afkamina in such a case of Shnayim Shasua. In such a case, to do a malacha through two people and the Tosefes of Yom Tov L'chai would be mutter, because you have the Ptur Shnayim Shasua when it comes to the Dinim of Yom Tov, but when it comes to Shemitah, there is no such hatter, and that's what the Din Tosefes Kolshu is being Maisif. Then in such a case, something came Shnayim Shasua, that type of getter where there's no Ptur Shemitah, Alpha Pichon would be Aser on the time of Tosefes Shemitah, even though Al Tzedin of Yom Tov would be mutter because of Shnayim Shasua.